Gilded Lapse of Time by Gertrude Schnakenberg. Ravenna. 1. The Mausoleum of Galla Placidia. When love was driven back upon itself, when a lapse, where my life should have been, opened like a breach in the wall, and I stood at a standstill before the gate built with mud, I thought my name was spoken, and I couldn't reply. Even knowing that when you hear your name, it's a soul on the other side who is grieving for you, though you're never told why. Among the hallowed statues of dead stalks I stood, where the rosebush was abandoned by the pruning shears, among the stumps of brambles near the muddy door to the next life. There was a rubbish mound at the ancient gate, and a broken branch the gardeners had tossed toward the leaf pile, scattering its gold dust before the doorway carved, as if into a hillside, into a frozen room raised in the desolate outskirts of Byzantium, where now an industrial zone pressed toward the porch of an ancient church, built in the fulfillment of a vow, where the Byzantines would lay aside their musical instruments in order to enter the sanctuary unaccompanied. I stood uncertain at the threshold of a pile of enigmatic rose-colored brick, a tomb a barbarian empress built for herself, that conceals within its inauspicious, shattered-looking vault the whirl of gold, the in-flooding realm we may only touch for an instant with a total leap of heart, like the work of the bees who laid aside their holy inner craft because the Lord whistled for them, and they fled to him, but long ago, leaving behind these unfinished combs from biblical antiquity we are forbidden to touch, still deep in the wood's heart, still dripping on the ground.